home of comedy right here with Bridge and Spider. The only place you will hear this guy, the always very funny Limo, star of TV and radio. And Limo, you do love a good intro, don't you?
I do indeed. Yes, please.
Okay. You love it. We love this time of the week because we get to introduce you.
Well, yes.
You did set us a challenge. Yep. The artist that you set the challenge for last week was Dire Straits.
Yeah. Correct.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Into the
wall.
Into the limo of life. The limo of life.
Amazing.
The limo of life.
Oh, wow. The limo of life.
The limo of... Okay, look, we're reaching. We're reaching.
Yeah. No, the limo of life, though. I tell you, I don't want to get away with myself, but you're making me feel like I could be the leader of some sort of cult. This is... You're really putting a spring in my step, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually short for LOL, limo of life. LOL.
Oh.
This is
we're grappling now with Dire Straits. Give us the next challenge for next week. What else do you like? What other artists?
This works on many levels. Well, Dire Straits, one of my favourite all-time bands. As I mentioned to you, first concert I ever went to was Dire Straits. I'm going to go with another band that is right in my wheelhouse, but I'm sure every single one of your listeners would love this band as well.
Right.
Just, it's an old classic Cold Chisel, guys.
Oh, for next week. Boy, okay.
Easy.
I reckon we could do a mega mix.
Yes.
There we go.
Cold Chisel mega mix intro for Limo.
Net level.
There it is. That is the challenge for next week.
Unreal.
Look, if people listening don't like much of what I have to say on this show, at least they get to listen to a good artist at the start of the break.
There you go.
See?
That's what we're doing here.
By us.
You know, guys, I tried to come and visit you all on Friday night. Did you know about this?
Hang on. Excuse me. What did you text? Call.
Well, I had a gig in Sanctuary Cove on Friday night.
How'd they let you in there without my permission?
Well, here's the thing. Tell me, guys, was it raining much on Friday night?
Oh, come on. You know it. actually, no. You wouldn't know, Limo, because around Sanctuary Cove, we always say there's a dome.
Yeah, so it's climate control.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you about my Friday night. I got on a plane at Melbourne Airport at 1:30 p.m. Friday afternoon.
Yep.
We took off. Oh, no, actually, that's when I left home. The plane eventually left Melbourne about 3 p.m.
Oh.
We took off. We flew for Brisbane. We circled above Brisbane for about an hour.
Mm. Oh.
Not much of a view. Too many clouds in the way.
Yeah.
But we circled, and then the pilot went, yeah, sorry, guys, can't land in Brisbane. We're going to head off to Sydney.
No.
Yes. At which point, I mean, I overheard one bloke. Now, normally passengers on a plane are pretty good in this situation. I actually heard one bloke say, surely they can find a way through. I was on a plane once where we were diverted and we landed at a different airport because someone had a heart attack on the plane.
Oh.
And when the pilot announced it, there were honestly people on the plane going, oh, great. Good. Yeah, okay. Well, that's ruined my holiday.
Oh, dear.
Some poor bloke's about to die and people are cutting up sick. So we fly back to Sydney. We land in Sydney and then they say, yeah, we're going to be stuck here for at least an hour, hour and a half.
Mm.
And I'm like, so I ring the people at my gig, the lovely Jackie Cooper, the former aerial skiers that doing the gig for. And she said, Limo, the rain is so heavy at Sanctuary Cove that people can't get from their rooms to the venue.
She said
you couldn't walk a metre without being soaked, as you would well know from the rain on Friday night.
Wow.
So she said, I can't in good conscience make you get here at like 11 o'clock at night. So then I got off the plane in Sydney, got back on another plane, flew home to Melbourne. So that was my day. And I'll tell you what, when I walked in the house at 11:30 Friday night, I gave the wife a shock. She was not expecting me, but not half as shocked as the next door neighbour in bed with her.
Oh, there we go.
It was all worth it, guys. It was all worth it.